For Hillsborough County Democrats, the election earlier this month was somewhat bittersweet. The county, named one of the 25 most influential in the country by Politico.com on Presidential Election Day, went for Barack Obama in the election. Equally impressive was upstart Kevin Beckner defeating Brian Blair for an at-large county commission seat. And former County Commissioner Phyllis Buzanski beat Republican Buddy Johnson for Supervisor of Elections. But nearly every other contested race stayed with the Republicans. The Hillsborough County Democratic Executive Committee will be voting on new leaders next Monday night. The two top candidates running to be the new chair include Pat Kemp, the current vice chair, and James Randolph, the president of Brandon-based Carolina Consulting Solutions. WMNF contacted both candidates this week to come to our studios for an interview. After initially agreeing to, James Randolph said he would not make any public comments until after next Monday's election. WMNF did speak with Pat Kemp, who has worked in public radio and recently worked for Kathy Castor when she was on the county commission. Kemp is the wife of WMNF program director Randy Wynn.
I think there's a lot of misunderstanding about the party and what the party does and what the chair's role is. But first off, it is a volunteer position. Locally, all the positions that you hear about in the Democratic Party are volunteer. Maybe the same for the Republican Party. So basically, it's like, you know, being head of a group where you're trying to really improve the group and work with the group. But this is a group where we elect people. And I think there actually is an incredible renewal locally of energy for the Democratic Party. And it predated actually Barack Obama's running and this ground game that he put on that was just unbelievable of organizing. And we can also kind of catch that wave. But it was a wave that was building locally where we started having in all the areas of Hillsborough County, more or less spontaneously or organically, like I like to say, clubs growing up. We had clubs starting in areas of Hillsborough County, Democratic clubs that had never really had, that you think of as not even having very many Democrats. In fact, the people out there would say, oh, I didn't even know there was anybody else here. But they started meeting monthly and starting with dealing with issues and learning about Democratic platforms and supporting candidates and canvassing and walking. And in East Hillsborough County, there were 70 or 80 people a month, and they were knocking on doors. It happened in New Tampa and Northwest. I started working on one in the Seminole Heights or central area of Hillsborough County, and we have one in South Tampa that's going on now, and one in Temple Terrace. So we're getting quite a bit of capacity building, and that's one of the things that I think we can do. We can start to bring the people power in there and really start to work on all kinds of local and national issues, knocking on doors and bringing attention and starting to understand some of the things that are causing us to run into issues, not blocking progressive change locally and nationally.
Let me ask you, you mentioned the Barack Obama campaign, and they did have tremendous grassroots work down here in this area, winning Hillsborough County. They had money, but they had people who were inspired by the candidate. In terms of the Obama race itself, what can you learn? Can it be regarding, you know, phone banking, canvassing, getting people to make sure they vote? Can you really translate that to candidates who don't have the following of somebody like a Barack Obama, though?
I think it's harder for somebody that doesn't have the following like a Barack Obama, but I think Kevin Beckner certainly shows the way in a way for many of us that probably is more of an example almost from many of the hardcore people than even Barack Obama, even though Barack Obama was certainly amazing. And I think we'll be able to build on both of them because some people actually cared a lot more about the local races and Kevin Beckner than they did about Obama. And certainly we know that there's lots of people that kind of just got involved because Obama, and they didn't even think that there were local representatives and didn't even know the local scene. But then once they got involved and they started meeting other Democrats that had bigger issues or down ballot issues, they started to get thinking about that. And now that the Obama campaign is gone, they're looking around and there's going to be a big Democratic Party here on December 5th. There's a lot of interest by younger people and sometimes by others who have been involved for years, but they got moved in a new kind of way. And I think one of the legacies of both Beckner's campaign and Obama's campaign is kind of a sense of community, and winning helps a lot because I think it gives you a sense that, yes, you can make a difference. And it's really a I think, an incredible sense of renewal here, ready and waiting to kind of be harnessed. And the party could be the agent for doing that,